The Pet Milk Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, presents Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. A well-fed baby is a happy baby, and Pet Milk babies are certainly well-fed. In Pet Evaporated Milk, a baby gets all the important minerals of whole milk, combined with just the right amount of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. And there are three other points of equal importance. One, Pet Milk is safe for your baby, as safe in its sealed can as if there were no germ of disease in the world. Two, Pet Milk is uniformly rich. There's no variation from one feeding to another to cause harmful upsets. And three, Pet Milk is always easy for babies to digest. These are the reasons why so many doctors and hospitals approve Pet Milk for bottle-fed babies. If your baby needs to have milk from a bottle, ask your doctor about Pet Milk, the first food for millions of happy babies. Somebody always spoils the fun. When Mr. McGee was getting all that attention in the hospital last week, he was too sick to appreciate it. And now that he's home and enjoying his ill health, along comes the doctor and says, "Get up, you're well." But that's life with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Yes, I'm happy to say, Bubblehead, that you can get up off your fat back and quit gold-bricking. You're well.
Are you sure, Doctor? Mm-hmm. You know, he was a pretty sick lad in that hospital last week.
I'll say. I had the various pneumonia, Fatso. Yeah, and that ain't hay. Fever.
Well, you haven't got it now, so you can get up any time.
Well, I don't want to get up too soon, Doc. A friend of mine had the various pneumonia one time, and they let him out of the hospital too soon, and next day he was back, and he had to stay a month.
My goodness, a relapse?
No, he got hit by a truck. It just shows to go you, though, that if they hadn't let him out when they ought to have kept him in bed, they wouldn't have had to bring him back, because the truck would have went past before he could have got there. Can I have a cigar, Doc?
Certainly. It won't hurt you.
Thanks.
Have two if you want to.
Hand me a couple, Molly.
Where are they?
They're right there in Doc's vest pocket. Thanks, Fatso.
That's all right. I'll put them on your bill.
Hmm.
Now, look, don't lie there on your back all day. You hear me?
Okay, Doc. I'll turn on my side. Hey, can you give me some medicine to build up my strength, Doc? I got no strength, no energy, no vitalis.
I'll leave you some pills, the prettiest ones in my satchel.
Hmm.
Come on, my dear, I'll give you the final instructions.
Okay. Certainly, Doctor.
Oh, you mean her. Well, don't go too far away, Tootsie. I might need something.
Mother will be within screaming distance, dearie. Now then, Doctor, is he as well as I suspect he is?
There's nothing wrong with him that a little activity won't fix. How's his appetite?
Spotty, Doctor. Nothing but chicken broth all day yesterday. But about midnight, when he thought I was asleep, he seemed to perk up a little.
Sneaked down, got a cup of coffee?
Yes. And according to the evidence in the kitchen, he washed it down with a peanut butter and strawberry jam sandwich. A cold turkey leg. Three bananas. A can of chili. A jelly donut. And when I came down this morning, there he was at the kitchen table, fast asleep with his chin in a bowl of cornflakes. Bless his little heart.
Well, it isn't his heart that needs a blessing, it's his stomach. But if there are any peculiar developments, like if he starts acting like he was grown up, give me a ring and I'll rush right over to the bus station and leave town.
Well, he really has been pretty sick, Doctor. You should have seen him in the hospital with a brave little smile on his tear-stained face while an intern read him the basketball scores. I tell you, he... Uh-oh, there's the grocery boy at the back door. Will you excuse me, Doctor?
Sure, go ahead. I'll leave the pills on the table here. Well, who's this? Well, hello there, Teeny.
Hi, Dr. Gamble. Hey, what you doing here anyhow? What you doing? Somebody sick, hmm?
Well, not now, Teeny. Mr. McGee has been sick, but he's all right now.
Oh, I guess everybody's sick these days, I betcha. My little dog, Margaret, he had bronchitis.
Your dog had bronchitis?
Bronchitis. Oh. We took him to the Wild West show and he got a sore throat barking at the bucking Bronx. And then Willie Toops' billy goat had a little kid.
Excuse me, Teeny. Billy goats don't have kids. You see, it's the...
Oh, Willie's did, I betcha. He had a little kid named Artie up on the garage roof and wouldn't let him down. So we had to...
Hey, Doc, who are you talking to out there?
It's me, Mr. McGee. Little Teeny. Oh.
Go on in and talk to him, Teeny. He's all right. I have to leave anyhow.
So long, Hamhead.
Bye, low bucket. Don't forget your plumbing tools. Oh. Well, hi, sis.
Hi, mister. How you feel, hmm? How you?
Oh, not too bad now, sis, but I had quite a battle with the various pneumonia.
Oh?
Yeah. You see, Molly and me were visiting Mrs. McGee's Aunt Sarah.
I know a girl named Sarah, I betcha.
Yeah?
She's in my grade in school. She's got black and red hair.
Oh, she has, huh?
Yes, and... Hmm?
I said she has, eh?
Has what?
Black and red hair.
Who?
Your little friend.
What's her name?
Sarah.
I know it. She's got red hair on top, and it's black on the ends where Willie Toops dipped him in the inkwell.
Oh.
You know, Willie gave me a beautiful necklace for my birthday. Oh, it's the prettiest thing, I bet you. Only I...
Excuse me, sis. I don't feel like listening. I'm too weak.
Oh.
Let me tell you about my illness. Well, sir, there I was in my hotel room. I had a temperature of 109.
Oh, boy, gee, a temperature of 109.
Yeah, a temperature of 100 and nine doctors standing around. Nine doctors standing around trying to diagnose the illness. It was a toss-up between pernicious anemia and various pneumonia. They finally flipped a coin for it, a silver dollar. One of the nurses told me later that for most patients, they only flip a nickel, but I was a special case. Well, sir, it was heads pernicious anemia and tails various pneumonia. And tails won, so I had various pneumonia. So they slapped me in the hospital.
Why'd they slap you?
Hmm?
You tried to swipe the silver dollar?
No, I don't mean they really slapped me. I mean, they put me in the hospital. Private room, no visitors. Well, sir, weak as I am, I remember how I lay there.
Billy Mills and the Orchestra, Mockingbird Hill.
Did you see them pills Doc left me? I just had... Oh, never mind. Here they are. Hand me some water, will you?
Here you are. Are they helping you, dearie?
I'll say they are. I don't know what's in them, but the way I feel, they must be one of them new miracle drugs. It says on the label, Franistanacetin. Yeah, there's the name of the guy that discovered it, too. A fellow named A. Sneeded.
No, dearie, that says as needed.
Oh. Oh, yeah, as needed. Well, here goes. Ah, wow. I can just feel the energy building up.
Well, it can't be those pills working that fast.
Yes, it is.
The doctor said you'd be feeling better if you just get up and...
Oh, no, it's these pills, all right. These miracle drugs can do anything.
Yeah?
You know, there's a new one called Minocreptin. And that reduces an average guy 12 pounds in 2 weeks, Minocreptin does.
Heavenly days, how does it work?
Well, simple. Costs so much to buy the pills, you can't afford to eat. Boy, this Franistanacetin is...
Come in. Oh, it's His Honor the Mayor, with flowers. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Molly. Hello, McGee.
Hi.
Heard you were home from the hospital, and I brought a little nosegay.
Well, thanks, kid. I never touch the stuff myself, but I do appreciate the flowers. Are they for me, too?
Dearie, he meant the flowers. You're confusing nosegay with Uncle Dennis.
Oh.
My, those are pretty flowers. What are they?
Cymbidiums. I raised them myself.
No kidding.
Yes, I have a hothouse in my backyard, you know.
You have what kind of a house, Mr. Mayor?
A hothouse. You know, it's a...
You
a glass...
steal it yourself, boy, or buy it from somebody else that copped it?
That's a ridiculous question. I bought it, naturally.
Naturally?
Hmm.
The mayor of this town thinks it's perfectly natural to buy stolen property. Whoop!
Stolen property? Wait a minute. I didn't say anything about stolen property, Molly. I merely mentioned a hothouse that
you
I have.
You don't have to explain it to us, Mr. Mayor. We know those gangster terms. We listen to radio.
Why, certainly. My gosh, what'll they think of next? I've been offered hot furs and hot diamonds and even hot peg of nails, but a hot house? Wow. How'd you get the house home, Latrivia? Through a fence?
Well, certainly I got it through the fence. I think I brought it up the driveway? It's a 40-foot building, McGee. It's a greenhouse.
The color of it doesn't matter, Mr. Mayor. A stolen house is a stolen house.
It's not a stolen house.
Oh.
Look, I'm sorry I mentioned it. Forget the whole thing, please. I take it all back.
Well, good for you, boy. You take it back before it's too late.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, you take this little hot greenhouse and put it back where you got it.
You betcha.
Some dark night when the people that live in it are out to the movies because you're talking...
Oh, stop it, please. Listen, both of you. Don't you know that a building in which flowers are raised is referred to as a greenhouse? It's also called a hothouse because the heat of the sun on the grass... Look.
Yeah.
When you were a boy, McGee, was there a long, low building in your town with thousands of windows in it that was a natural target for slingshots?
Well, now, let me think a minute. As kids back in Peoria, I...
I remember, McGee. Huh? Of course there was. Gipps Brewery. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're going to bootleg beer, too, eh? By George Latrivia, if you think you're going to get away with raising flowers in the stolen house to cover up the smell of a home brewery that's illegal, too...
I am not going to bootleg home flowers. Rome Brewery. Look, I never said I'd call a heen stock house.
You said...
Hot green house. Hot green mouth. I didn't say anything about faking home brews and stealing pronouns. You were the ones that... I didn't say that... It was... McGee.
Yes, son?
I'm going to a party next weekend on the governor's yacht. It will make me very happy if you'll go with me.
Oh, he'd love that, Mr. Mayor. A yachting party, hey?
Boy, millionaire stuff, eh? Well, I ought to make quite a splash in society, eh, Latriv?
Yes, that's what I had in mind.
Indian giver. He took the flowers away with him.
Well, we didn't need those anyway. You're not sick anymore.
Well, I know, Molly, but I shouldn't have this kind of excitement. It weakens me. Hand me the water, will you? We won't take another miracle pill.
You're not taking too many, are you?
No. It says, take as needed, and I need them. Wow. Boy, are those wonderful. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run up in the attic and get my mandolin.
Your mandolin is in the hall closet.
I know, but I can never find anything in there. It's easier to look for it in the attic. I'll be back in a minute, you know.
Well, I'd better plump up the pillows. He'll be back on his back on the sofa before I can say, who's coming up the front steps?
Hello, Molly. Hi, if I... Hey, Molly, where's McGee?
Just went upstairs, Mr. Wilcox, to get his mandolin. He said, well, Mr. Wimple, I didn't see you.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. How is Mr. McGee?
Well, he's fine now, the doctor says. Sit down, boys. I was just going to make some coffee.
Oh, wonderful. I love coffee, particularly when it's loaded with good, rich...
Please, Mr. Wilcox, never mention that name to me.
Huh?
What name, Mr. Wimple?
Goodrich. That was Sweetie Face's name before we were married. Sweetie Face Goodrich.
Sweetie Face? You mean?
Yes, my big old wife. You know, I was sick 2 weeks ago myself. Bad throat. I cured it with a gargoyle.
You mean a gargle?
I mean Sweetie Face, my big old gargoyle.
Well, Wallace, did your insurance take care of your doctor bill?
No, I wasn't covered for sickness.
Do you have any liability, Mr. Wimple?
Well, yes, I have Sweetie Face, my big old...
Yeah. Yes, Wally, but tell me, were you sick in bed?
Yes, for a few days. And even after I got up, I still had a terrible pain in the neck.
Laryngitis?
No, Sweetie Face, my big old...
Look, boys, can I get you both some coffee?
Well, thanks, Molly. I don't think I can stay. And anyway, I just had 3 cups at the office. We keep the coffee pot going all the time down there. With all that good, rich...
Please, that name.
Oh, I'm sorry, Molly. Excuse me. I mean, with all that good, nutritious, and flavorful pet milk around there, it naturally suggests coffee. Because coffee with pet milk has a wonderful, satisfying, full-bodied flavor that's irresistible.
Say, does the company approve of everybody taking time off for coffee, Mr. Wilcox?
The company is in favor of anything or anybody that uses pet milk. And we do, and we love it. As everybody loves it who has experienced coffee augmented and enriched with Pet's delicious creamy flavor. Because Pet milk, besides being the first evaporated milk, is also the finest milk that...
Hey, Molly, I couldn't find my mandolin, but I found a... Oh.
Hi, fellas. Give me a hand onto the couch, Junior, will you? I've been sick.
Why, sure, pal. There you are.
Thanks. Hand me that bottle of pills, will you, Wimp?
Oh, righty.
Thanks. I feel better after I take a couple of these pills, Wimp. One of the miracle drugs, Pranostanacetin. Made out of vegetable mold. Whenever you feel a little moldy, you just take one thing.
Well, look, pal, we gotta go. Just dropped in to see how you were.
Oh, I'm
sorry we can't stay for coffee, Molly.
Well, I'm sorry too, boys. I have a new coffee maker, you know. Drip.
I have a coffee maker at my house, too, also a drip.
You mean...
Yes, Sweetie Face, my big old drip.
Come on, Wallace. So long, folks.
Goodbye,
so
boys.
Ah, boy. These pills are really the ticket.
Where to?
Health, Tootsie. Bounding energy. You got no idea the effect of what a couple of these things does.
You're sure it's not your imagination?
What do you mean, imagination? Didn't you see how weak I looked when I walked in and seen Wilcox and Wimple?
Well, after all, you just run down 2 flights of stairs. And if 2 flights can be run down, I guess you can, too.
You betcha. And furthermore, I...
Come in.
Who is it?
Oh, it's Ole from the Elks Club, McGee. Oh. Hello, Ole. Come in.
Hi, Ole. Well, hello, McGee. Hello, Massis. I used to drop by to bring a message, McGee. I thought you'd like to know, fellas at the Elks Club, hear you were sick and they feel way bad.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
But if you think they feel bad when McGee is sick, you should see how they feel when the news comes that he gets well.
Real happy, eh?
Well, if you call all the boys break the pool cue over their knees and stomp out slamming doors, happy, yes, divorce, worry. Which doctor is taking care of you, McGee? Gamble or Sorters?
Dr. Gamble, Ole.
Never heard of Sorters. Who's he?
Well, I never met him myself, but he seems to be a very popular doctor. Every place I go, I hear, I can't eat this, I can't do that, Dr. Sorters, Dr. Sorters, Dr. Sorters. But that's Victor Golf Gamble. He don't be so busy, you know.
Say, how is everybody at your house, Ole? What do you hear from your boy in the Navy? Is he all right?
Oh, Lars gets along very good, missus. He writes last week they put him on SP.
Shore patrol, eh?
No, slashing potatoes. He says they just got back from a cruise to Europe, too. And Lars, he buys lots of red wine for his girlfriend.
Oh, a sweetheart in every port, has he?
Yeah, sure, and he likes a little port in every sweetheart. You know, Lars is a great boy with the women. Just like his papa was once. Maybe twice.
You used to be kind of a ladies' man, did you, Ollie?
Well, no, I was too young for ladies, McGee. I used to went with girls.
Oh, I see.
I was only 36 years of old, you know, when I get married.
Just a boy.
Sure, but when I meet my missus, I know right away this was love. Huh? So we go to amusement park, and I have tattooed a big heart with flowers on it. And it says, Ole loves Christina with an arrow through it.
Isn't that romantic?
And right away, she gets angry.
Angry? You go to all the trouble of having Ole loves Christina tattooed and it makes her sore?
Her name was Genevieve. Well, I calm her down, though. I have to man scratch it out and make it Ole loves Genevieve and all is well and we marry.
That must have been quite a deal. Mind showing us that tattoo, Ole?
Not at all, McGee. Next time my missus is here, I have her roll up her sleeve for you, eh? Well, I go now. So long, both you fellas.
So long.
The King's Men and the Hot Canary.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Pretty words are necessary, even for a hot canary. This is my vocabulary, only tweet, tweet. Wouldn't it be fine and dandy if I had some love words handy? I could say you're sweet as candy, not just tweet, tweet.
If I could talk like people talk, I'd tell you things you've never heard.
And yet the way some people talk,
I'm very glad that I'm a bird.
Come to think I'm feeling merry, heck with my vocabulary. Love is all that's necessary and I love you. Listen to the lovesick bird, listen to the lovesick bird. It must be spring again, birds sing again, and love is the magical word.
Tweet, tweet,
pretty words are necessary.
Tweet, tweet,
even for a hot canary.
Tweet, tweet,
this is my vocabulary.
Tweet, 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 tweet,
tweet, tweet, wouldn't it be fine and dandy, tweet, tweet, if I had some love words handy, tweet, tweet, I could say you're sweet as candy, not just tweet. If people could talk like I can tweet, how happy they would be. They'd walk down the street with wings on their feet and meet romance in every tree. Tweet, tweet. If you want to feel so merry, heck with your vocabulary. Just be like the hot canary all day through. Go tweet. Oh, tweet, tweet, tweet. Means I love you.
Boy, oh boy, do I feel great. This franistanacetin is wonderful stuff, Molly.
Well, you do look better, McGee. Lots of color in your cheeks.
Yeah.
Some of it pink, too.
Yep.
But be careful now. Don't overdo that medicine.
Oh, no.
You must have taken 100 of those pills already.
93, and I already feel... Well, come in, come in, come in.
Hello there, kid.
Oh,
hi, daughter. Hi, Joe. Oh, hey. I thought you were sick.
Well, I was, old-timer, in the hospital. Had various pneumonia. Doc Gamble is building me up with one of these new miracle drugs. You ever hear of franistanacetin?
Nope, I knew a Franny Stanislawski, though. Classmate of mine in college, Franny was.
In college?
Barber College, daughter.
Oh.
Franny used to help me with my homework. Baldy, we called her later.
Well, I was very sick for a while there, old-timer, but my nurses put on a 24-hour schedule.
Is were. That so?
Yep, every 24 hours, a nurse would come in, wake me up, and give me some sleeping medicine. I'm a lot better now, though, since...
Well, I was in the hospital myself at one time, kid. I was a very sick man.
Is that so?
In fact, the doctor said my condition was cuticle.
You mean critical?
Cuticle, daughter. I had hangnail.
What'd they treat you with?
Nothing but contempt, Johnny. I was saying to Bessie down at the draft board yesterday that I...
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Down at the draft board? Is Bessie working there?
Nope. Me and Bessie was down there on business, Johnny.
Yeah?
We took her brother Milford down to volunteer him.
Well, that was sweet of you.
Yep. Draft board took one look at Milford and decided to defer him.
Why'd they defer him?
Had to, Johnny. Milford had a beard down to his belt buckle. They had to defer him to see what he looked like. Got a great, great big bushy chest of hair, too, Milford had. Very bushy. Opened his shirt at the police station last week, and they accused him of smuggling mink. By the time he proved, hey, what's he eating, Johnny? Is that good?
That's his medicine. It's his medicine, Mr. Oldtimer.
Ah, boy, does that pep me up. These are them miracle pills I was telling you about. Pranostanacetin. Greatest medicine I ever took.
But they were pigeon eggs, Johnny. See, the label there says squabs.
That's squibs, Mr. Oldtimer. See, that's the brand.
Who's this? Everybody's been here once, and, well, come in.
Oh, it's Teeny McGee. Come on in, Teeny.
Oh, hi, sis.
Hello there, daughter. Little daughter.
Hi, Mr. Oldtimer. Hi, Miss McGee. Hey, Mr. McGee, Dr. Gamble just drove by, and he asked me to bring you in some medicine, I bet you. Here you are. Pills.
Oh, thanks, sis. Nice of you to bring him over. I was just about out.
Oh, I was coming over anyhow, Mr. McGee.
Huh?
On account of the beautiful necklace Willie Toops gave me for my birthday.
Oh, yeah? Well, hand me that water, old-timer.
Here you are, son.
Only I broke the string on my necklace, and I put them all in an empty medicine bottle of my mama's, and I left them right here on this... Oh, that's them. There they are. There's my pearls.
What? You mean...
Mr. McGee is eating up my pearls. He ate all my pearls.
Pearl! You mean these pills are...
Oh,
get a
pearls.
Doctor. Get an x-ray. Call a jeweler. I've been taking pearls.
Bibber and Molly return in a moment. Say, is cream pie a favorite dessert in your family? Cherry cream, maybe, or coconut cream, banana, or chocolate? Well, then, here's good advice. Next time you make your family's favorite cream pie, instead of using ordinary milk, use pet milk mixed with an equal amount of water. That'll make a wonderful difference, believe me, because pet milk is actually more than twice as rich as ordinary milk. Even when it's mixed with half and half with water, it's still richer milk than you usually get in bottles. Try it. You'll see. And when your family tastes that creamy, smooth, rich-tasting pie made with pet milk, there's bound to be extra praise coming your way. Get some pet milk at your grocer's tomorrow and try a pet milk cream pie soon. I'll bet you'll love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been fun tonight, but last week I was really sick. I spent a few days in a very fine hospital in Denver, Colorado. I can't say thank you enough to all those wonderful Denver people who made my uncomfortable moments a lot more comfortable.
Now we know why they call it the Mile High City, too, dearie.
Yeah.
It's a mile high in friendliness and hospitality, isn't it?
Good night.
Good night, all.
The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you? Does your husband feel that you couldn't get along without him? If so, do you want him to keep on believing that, or do you think you should let him know that he isn't as indispensable as he thinks? Well, you'll hear one answer to that question in the story of the week on Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning. Be sure to listen. You'll also hear the pet milk recipe of the week for braised chicken with vegetables, an easy way to fix a delicious one-dish dinner. Remember next Saturday morning to be tuned to your NBC station for Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor.
Hear a special drama for Boys Club Week. It's Big Town, next on NBC.